Pickety Crumbs, here we go.
Some kick, are you trained as a dancer or something? No, that's a perfectly reasonable question. In fact, it's the best question you're going to get.
No, I wasn't.
Do you dance?
I do.
Do you sing?
A lot of swiveling. No, Mark Kermode asked me if I would come and sing, but I can't really. I mean, I think I can sing, but nobody else thinks that I can sing.
Because, yeah. How did you get involved in the acting racket? How did you get started?
I had marionette puppets and a theatre in my parents' garage when I was a kid.
Artistic family, yeah?
No, not at all.
No?
Alcoholic.
Oh, really?
No. No disrespect to the dead. No.
You made a joke about your dead parent? I think even the people in the Chinese restaurants are thinking that's beyond the pale.
Turn it over, it's wrestling on.
Wow. You yourself don't drink, smoke. What list the things you don't do. We may be here all night, but what don't you do?
I'm not a Muslim. I'm not Islamic.
No, come on. I don't
eat eggs, don't drink milk, wasn't breastfed, don't drink, don't smoke, but I do everything else.
Did you used to?
No, never have.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Would you?
Yeah.
We can get you a beer on the set. If you want a beer, I can get you a beer.
Oh, I'd be sick all over here. I'd be the colour of your jacket.
Really? Yeah. But is that a principal thing?
No, not at all. It's just if it goes down, it comes up faster than it's gone down.
How do you know?
The director on Withner and I, who is partial to a drink, as you may notice from the script, he said to me, I want you to have a chemical memory before you begin doing this movie, which was 5 years ago, and he and Paul McGann perpetrated sort of vodka and alcohol champagne upon me for a night before. They said, you know, get completely arsehole and we'll bring you into work and then we'll do the final rehearsals before starting the movie the next week. So I did, and came in crying and falling and vomiting and, you know, doing all these attractive things.
Quite a few people were, before you came out tonight, came up and pumped your hand and said, oh, Withnell and I, what a film. A, is that annoying, because you've certainly done quite a lot of things since then? And was it as good a film to make as it is to watch?
Yeah, because everybody was a virgin on it, in that Paul McGann hadn't done a movie.
It's another thing you don't do, huh?
I'm sorry, yeah. I have a 4.5-year-old child, immaculate conception, probably. No, everybody said, you've got to change the title of the movie. The producer came on the first day and said, he's got to be like Kenneth Williams and say, my name is, you know, and it was all like that. And the director said, no, it's going to be a very dark comedy about two drunk people. There are no women, no car chases, no crocodiles or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would change the title, and they never did anything. And enough of you went to see it.
Sure.
My darling.
Did you get a cut out of it? Did you make a lot of money out of it?
Well, what would you say?
Oh, that's actor chic. You dress like you've come to light a boiler, even if you've got bundles.
Yeah.
Did you? Did you? Oh, did it? No, really.
Really good.
No,